People charge how much to teach you how to do this?
5 grand up to 8,000. It's like the trade, like these are my secrets.
All this value y'all are about to receive for free.
Help me grow and I'll give a lot of shit out. If you're somebody who's watching this video and you really want to learn how to sharpen and grow on a budget, go buy a lot of.
All right, today Jerry is about to show us how to sharpen any trimmer or clipper blade the proper way. Cause we just seen some videos, people doing it on, what are they called? Flat stones and sandpaper.
Flat stones or sandpaper. It works, but it's a hit or miss.
Like you gotta really know what you're doing or.
Yeah, but even then, it won't work as often. And it's one of those things like where if you do it yourself and it didn't come out so good, you'll be like, it's okay. You know, it's mm-hmm. one of those things. But if you were to pay someone to do that and then it wouldn't come out the right way, you'd be like, nah, you gotta redo this.
Yeah, and Jerry was just saying that people charge how much to teach you how to do this?
5 grand up to 8,000 for 2-3 days.
Y'all getting some $5,000, $8,000 knowledge for free right now.
And some of them won't even teach you. The people who do these, like yeah. older guys, it's like the trade, like these are my secrets.
All this value y'all are about to receive for free. So stay tuned.
The guy that I buy my stuff from is called the Shop Inc. Mitch. So this I have here is denatured alcohol.
What's that for?
I'm gonna clean my rubbing disc. This one has to be like really clean, like as clean as you could possibly get it. These are called rubbing blocks in the sharpening world. Mm-hmm. They're grind down completely flat. Like, even if you guys couldn't afford all this stuff, I would recommend to buy a rubbing block and buy grit. I use 320 on my comb blades. And I believe this one was 500. If worse came to worse, the only reason why I don't like this and the blocks mm-hmm. is because they create an indent.
And we in the shop right now, as y'all can see. Make sure you follow the channel because we got a hella content. You see Tanoke over there. Rudolph about to get a cut right now. About to do a little tutorial on that.
Rudolph's gonna be the model.
He's about to be the model today.
Like this is an exaggeration, but when you do this to a sandpaper, it does an indentation. Or when you go like that, that last bit, it's insane exaggeration. You wouldn't do it like that. But because there's an indentation, the sandpaper will go up and over the blade. This is the sandpaper and it'll go like this and it'll round off your teeth. Some people could get away with it because they're just so good that they won't put too much pressure, but it's very, very difficult. And then with the sand block, I don't have one to show. But the same thing happens to the sanding block, that you rub it so many times, that same spot that you're rubbing it on will create indentations that will round off the ends of your blades.
Which isn't good.
Isn't good because you need it to have all the contact. Worst came to worst, if you couldn't afford everything and you wanted to eventually buy it, we could put links on the video of people who make these. Mm-hmm. There's like three. The Shop Inc, Nebraska, and I forgot, Edge Pro, I think. But I think Edge Pro and Nebraska are the same people now. They sell these. And worst comes to worst, you could just buy grit off of them and you could put grit on top of it and you'll essentially be just rubbing the way however you your blades on there and it act like a block, but you can't create indentations in this. So you'll get a more true flat hone on this or on a piece of glass. Piece of glass or one of these.
And if y'all want to see a video of Jerry doing an example on that,
we'll do another video.
We'll do a different video. Just drop a comment down below. For now, we're about to show you the legit professional way to do this, the proper way to do this. Oh, we're gonna do the test, right?
Sharpen this one.
Okay, we're sharpening the wall senior, those are seniors?
Yeah, the 100th anniversary.
You can't even get those, huh?
Amazon, you can for like 300 bucks.
Damn. And Jerry calls me bougie.
It's not mine, it's Martin.
Oh, there goes the $300 clippers.
What?
Thing, the
they're
blade
really, they're really the same thing. The seniors with 100, the only thing that changes is the plate.
And they ain't the same now.
Oh, shit. They have price of what they are now.
You see how the teeth look like a little like darker than the bottom? You see how there's more reflection on the teeth mm-hmm. than the bottom? It's kind of art. That means that's the only thing that's making contact with the blade.
Oh, okay.
That's what you want to see. If you see that completely flat, all that shininess
all the way through the
blade. All the way through the blade, then that's good. Not good.
No, then it's not good.
That's not good.
Sure.
You just want the tips.
Pause.
So, and if you take off your blades and you could see that throughout the whole thing, that's one of the reasons why your blades are getting hot when you cut hair too.
Because there's too much metal contact.
This one might not be that bad, Louis. The other one's worse.
I'm not having sharpened blades for people, but when I do, I have a fur. The fur tests out the tension and the sharpness better than just the string. The string kind of does help, but the string's not as dense as hair, in my opinion. Fur is more dense.
I have a mannequin.
No, it's like act like fur, like fuzzy fur.
Yeah.
And even human hair is easier to cut than this one.
Okay.
So that's why, but the fur is harder to cut than this. We could put a link on this one on Amazon. I bought this one on
Amazon. Just so y'all can see, yeah. So what are we supposed to see? If this was properly sharpened.
When you go through it, see this one's pretty good though, actually. We might have to try the other one then. Yeah.
That one doesn't need sharpening?
No. I mean, I could feel it when I cut hair, but this would be a good one too, because if I had the fur, I could show you what I feel, that it's not cutting the fur,
yeah,
but it's cutting this. Yeah. And it's just this side.
All right, now we got the babyliss. Oh, okay.
You hear that? Like, it's crunchy, yeah, and I could feel it tug on the string.
So that's a blade that needs sharpening for sure. Yeah, it's not even
and that's just
the
on
blade.
The corner,
it's not
right?
Even cutting it.
Right here, it's a little bit better on the middle.
Yeah, but you use the corner a lot for detailing and stuff.
So it's gonna happen over here too, like.
Oh yeah, it's not even cutting it. Oh hell yeah! So imagine.
So this one is a. You could hear it. They're not that bad.
Way different than this one, though.
This one, yeah. So we'll do this one. But if I had the fur, it would not. This one wouldn't cut the fur for sure. Cause I could feel it.
I threw away a blade. You wanna sharpen it?
You threw away a blade.
Oh, you never tell that to a blade sharpener.
Let me see. What blade did you throw?
A baby list? Can you throw those away? Can you sharpen those?
This
can,
for this
can
one.
Can you
right?
Revive it?
Oh no, for like the.
Yeah, the trimmers.
Yeah, I threw one away.
Yeah. I'll keep it. These for sure, you need a sharp. You need to test them with the fur.
So you get
the trimmers.
You have to. If you get a sharpener, he doesn't test it with the fur. Don't pay him.
So if y'all are ever in the area, and you need your blade sharpened, you know who to come to. Are you doing that?
I might.
You might. He's a busy man.
Or you can learn how to do it and he'll sharpen your blade.
Okay. Even that. There you go.
Usually it doesn't take this long. It's just gonna be going back and forth and doing shit. We're not.
Yeah. How long does it usually take? How long should it
if
take?
If I'm on top of my stuff, like 10, 15 minutes.
That's it? And how much does it cost?
It depends on the area, to be honest.
Yeah?
It could be as high as like 40, 50 bucks.
Okay.
Some people charge $10.
Someone's charging you $10, just make sure that they're good.
And you guys could actually, we'll put links on the video where to buy the fur that I'm talking about and this string. Because if you guys don't want to do all of this or even learn how to do it, you guys could still buy the fur and the string and test it out when you get your clipper back.
Oh yeah, it's true.
And then that way you know that they sharpened it right.
We got hella videos coming. I'm telling you, y'all need to subscribe because it ain't just this. There's so much value and knowledge to be shared on this channel. Damn, Jerry's dropping everything over here.
Okay, but this is one example of how you see all that shiny. I call it dark, but people say it's shiny. All of that is where the blade's coming in contact, and then you could probably see it. I want to say this one's not going to be good anymore, dude.
Burnt out?
No, it's bent.
How did it get bent?
I don't know.
Did you just drop it?
No, I want to say it's when I put the guards on. It's going to be the corner. Yeah, it's going to be the corners. I don't think it's going to work. I just noticed right now. But can you see? This one, they're bent this way.
Yeah, I do see that.
It's not going to cut here.
Even if you sharpen it?
No. I'll still try to sharpen it.
Well, let's see if it works. So you're still gonna do the Sharpie thing?
I still do it regardless when I sharpen my blades. This black part is from the factory. They coat it. It's supposed to help it be sharpened, but it only works the first time. After that, it doesn't. Even me, I got lazy with this blade. I was supposed to grind it all the way past so where you can't see it. But okay. Since it's my blade, I got lazy with it.
You know what he's doing? Comment down below. Cause I don't know what he's doing. I kinda do because he explained it to me. After this, you shouldn't see some
right
of
now,
that ink.
We're not gonna see it, but I'm gonna grind it down just little bit by little so you guys could see what I mean. The goal when I'm sharpening is that it starts doing something similar like this. Every time I pick it up, I need to see this. You get me? Like the first time I pick it up, the more I pick it up to check it, it's supposed to be taking it off. Paper will be acting like my disc.
Okay.
So it's giving it a hollow grind. You get
got
me?
You, yeah.
So I'll be grinding it out and it'll give you that shape, but you'll see it. Because when you first start sharpening blades, my biggest thing was like I was pressing down too much. So if you press down too hard, within like 2-3 seconds, you could flatten it out. And you just want to just do it just enough where you're removing just enough metal.
Like I was saying, stay tuned because we got haircut videos, we got how-tos, we got a whole bunch of stuff. Jerry been cutting hair for like 20 years, bro. Well, not like for 20 years, so stay tuned.
All right, so here it is.
Don't mind my setup, it's dirty.
You've had this for how long, Jerry?
Since I was like, I can't remember the date somewhere right there on the plat. Can you see it?
Oh!
2009.
Yeah? 2009?
That's when they made that year, they made it to ship it out to me. This is my method. If Mitch, if you're watching this, sorry.
Mitch don't like this or what?
No.
So who's Mitch?
Mitch is the guy that made this whole system.
And how much does it cost?
Off the top of my head, I paid around $4,000 for everything. Everything was separate. Like this, I bought this separate. I bought the magnetizer, which I don't use because I use my method. This doesn't come with that. Everything comes separate. Like the lamp comes separate. The sharpening thing alone is probably like $2,500. I might be wrong. It might be more. It might be less. This is just a sponge. I'll link the video of how Mitch recommends to clean it. I have my reasons why I don't like it like that. And again, it's because when I first started, it makes it very difficult. His way of cleaning the disc is for more an advanced sharpener.
So this is way, the easier way.
I could have you clean it. I could have you clean it for me and you're not gonna mess up the disc.
Okay. The other way you can mess it up.
Yeah, you can mess it up.
So why is it important we clean it?
I'm gonna put new grit. Because when the grit gets old, it's like sanding paper. When it doesn't work, it doesn't work. When I do it like this, I'll try to do one so you guys can see. With the way you're supposed to clean it. You see how it looks like even like
clean,
that?
Yeah.
So right now I could tell it looks gritty. You can see like little like shooting stars, I call them. Like little like stars.
Yeah.
You'll see them more when I sharpen. Okay. That's what you want to see. I'm going to do it one time. Let me see if I can do it because I don't even think I can do it. There you go. That line right there. Mm-hmm. Now I have to recharge it. This is for the video. I hate doing this. I had to press down on it with my finger, but with the tool that Mitch sells, that happens a lot. If you don't land right, and because of that, I have to recharge it again. Like I took off a lot of grit that was already in the disc. But I think I'll be fine without it. I'll do it later. We're gonna take forever. So this string thing, I even told Mitch likes this. A lot of people use lasers or a string. But I like doing it like this because it gives me a little shadow. And when it's dark and dim like that, all these newer blades don't really do sparks. But when I first started, a lot of the blades would spark a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You get me? The more sparks on your blade, the more pure metal they're using. I used to be in my garage and it used to be dark. And that's where I came up with this idea. Not because I wanted it like this. The laser weight works and then the string weight works. But when I was doing it and I could see all the blades, your goal is to have the spark pattern evenly. So for me, when it was dark, I could see the spark pattern evenly. Mm-hmm. You get me? Mm-hmm. But now with these blades, it doesn't even matter because some of them don't even spark. You'd better be off using the laser.
Okay.
Because at this point it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But before I would use it because of that. Mitch has an automatic one too. If anybody wants to buy the automatic one.
What's this?
And it's just a little. This is super old. I need to replace it. It doesn't look like.
Smells
this.
Weird.
I still don't know what this. What's in here? Mitch won't tell you what's in here because it's his way. His solution is, whatever, to hold the grit. A lot of other sharpeners claim that people put oil in there. But I don't think it's oil because it's like a greenish tinge to it. So that's that. Just because I've sharpened mine pretty often more than most people, I'm gonna use the 500 grit.
The difference.
This is very like 320. A lot of sharpeners will know it's very tough. Mm. You're gonna take a lot of metal off. This is something I would use on a new blade that I've never sharpened.
So the higher you go, the less metal you take off?
Yeah. And then this one, I just kind of go what like this. You're not supposed to mix the grits. Like this one is for my 500 and this is for my 320. I even wanted to buy a whole new blade and just use one Machina for 500 and the other one for 320.
How expensive
is that? You'd be spending like $8,000. Aquí, I'm probably gonna have to do it again because I could already tell I put too much solution. I put way too much. I didn't rub it off enough. You're supposed to keep doing it until it feels like catchy and it catches on.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do it enough, so there's still too much, but I'll do this one first, so I'll be fine. So before you even start, you just grab an old blade. Then you'll start feeling it where it's not catchy anymore. It can now it's just sliding. You get me? But that's what I'm saying. Like this whole sharpening is a lot of like technicality. This is why people rather do the sandpaper. See, I could tell I put too much solution now for sure. It's all like lumpy.
But you could still do it?
Yeah. If I was sharpening somebody's blade, I probably would have redone it, taken off all of it, and redo it. So you want that shadow of this line that I'm creating with this lamp,
mm-hmm.
that line to be right in the middle of my blade. I'm gonna try to be right there. And then this other one that Mitch put, it's like a tool. As long as you kept your blade, the top with this straight, mm-hmm. you're moving parallel. But the only problem with that, then you don't know if you're in the middle.
Oh, okay. So that's why you put this.
Yeah. So the reason I do this is I try to put my finger right in the middle of it to show me that I'm grinding it evenly. Like, I'm not going to do it on purpose. We're going to have this video.
Yeah, we'll do a whole separate one on that.
Yeah, because we'll be here forever. If I grab this one and I show you guys and I put the sticky thing more to the right and I go down on it, you'll see it grinding this way.
That's what she said.
Yeah, so that's why I come in with the magnet. If you use the magnet and you give it to different people, you'll see people shaving off in different areas because of the magnet. This way's a little bit easier. And all sharpeners, I don't know why they say this, but they always want you to finish off on the left side of the disc. So I'm just gonna go, and it's just barely anything. So I'm just gonna do one pass just to guys show you. See, so on this one, I'm pushing too much pressure on top. So I already messed up right there. I'm just gonna go back.
And without the Sharpie, you wouldn't, like, we wouldn't be able to tell.
No, ever. That's one pass. Do you see how it's more even now?
Oh yeah, way more.
So now I just gotta put a little bit more pressure, not move my little gum thing, but just move it a little bit higher, my pressure, and I'll be fine. So now I'm putting too much pressure to my left side because there's more Sharpie here. Yeah. This part doesn't matter as much. It still does as long as it's kind of pretty even, the whole sharpiness.
Yeah.
So now I'm just gonna move a little, and this, and these little tweaks are just ever slightly, not anything crazy. And now it's pretty much all gone. It is good. So now these
That's
are-
it? That's all you do?
Yeah, but trying it is the...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, this is it. Like, no, trust me, once you try it... And then I'll purposely do it to where I mess up very heavy when I used to do it. And to correct the blade again, you would have to go through three of these.
But what I mean by that's it, too, is, like, you don't have to overdo it. Like, you would think that you'd be here forever doing it, but it's, like, it's quick.
That's why when I say 10, 15 minutes, aside from explaining it,
yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. And it's Mitch quick. Is smart, dude. That fool has like machines that'll show you to the thousands of an inch of how much metal you need to take off, and he'll measure it and show it. So same thing. So I'm probably just gonna, these are very hard. The Sharpie's gonna come off of it easy. And usually what you did to this one, you'll do to this one if it's the same together. Yeah. Like that I knew I put too much pressure in the front, I'm gonna start more in the back, more to the right.
Right.
And it's ever so slightly, that's one pass. And see, same thing.
Perfect.
Now I'm gonna work on taking all of that off the top one right there. Okay. But you see how there's some on the teeth, on the top teeth?
Yeah.
That's what's causing the pull.
Yeah.
Now. Obviously just a tiny bit more, just a little bit more. But the Sharpie is coming off pretty even, so I know I'm doing it. And that's it.
You're done.
Now it looks flat, but it's really, there's a hollow grind in it.
Okay.
And then I can show you guys there is a hollow grind in it. This is a new way of doing it. We just saw a video of some guy explaining it, and it will make sense. But I think with the reason he was showing it like this now that I saw the video was because he didn't have a rubbing block.
Oh, so now
this is for people who don't have a rubbing block.
So you're not, it's not done yet. There's still...
Oh yeah, just little things that you need to do. Because when I sharpen this, anybody who knows how to sharpen stuff, you create burrs. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
So when we sharpen, especially this one, not so much this one, right now you can't see it, but there's burrs around all the teeth.
What are burrs?
You know when you grind a metal and you see the edge of it? Like this sharp, sharp edge that came up because you grind it? Mm-hmm. That's a burr. Now we just take them off, we wash it this way.
Oh, okay.
Knock off some of the burrs so they could go back to the other side. And then when you go to the rubbing block completely takes them off. You push them this way with this one, and then with the whatever you brush it with, you push them back, and then this one takes them off. That's why you need the rubbing block too, to help you remove your burrs. So let's see, this is the first time I tried this, hopefully it works. But I've never had it do it like the guy in the video, because I have my rubbing block. Oh yeah, it's working. But I'm not liking it too, but it is working. See, so this is just an example. You see how some of this got some of the Sharpie, but I didn't do the Sharpie. It only took off
towards the top of the blade. You get me? If it didn't, then that means all of this would have been getting off. You get me or not?
So it's good then.
Yeah, it's good with this one. But yeah, you could see it better with that one. Right. But this one way of doing it, just put it over it, mm-hmm, and just make sure it only takes off a little bit here and underneath here. And that's where it happened. That you don't take off all of this. But I'm gonna do it my way. Right now, just cleaning it. On this one, you could go this way and right here. And all we're doing here is cleaning the blade and trying to take off as much burr as we can when we want to go sharpen it. Mm-hmm. Some people even use a metal bristles, dude. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. It's too rough. On this one, you never want to go this way. Always this way.
Okay.
I do it just to play the safe. And some people debate whether there is enough burr to make a difference or not, but everybody does agree pretty much, like, it doesn't take much to try to take it off, so why not try to? If you're somebody who's watching this video and you really want to learn how to sharpen and you're on a budget, go buy a lot of denatured alcohol and try to dry it off as much as you can with whatever you can, because this has to be really, really dry from water, or else it's not going to give you a good rub pattern. If you don't have a compressor just yet, which you should try to get one, you could dip it into the denatured alcohol and shake it around and pull it up and it'll be dry. If you're trying to learn how to sharpen blades and you're doing it out of your house or your garage or whatever, always try to have something cushiony, because when I started, I had the garage floor and I would break a lot of them, and then I had to go buy the puzzle things from Harbor Freight and I would just make my own little cushion.
Oh, okay.
I learned that the hard way, because you're always going to drop them. So on this one, there's sharpeners who say you could go crazy with it. There's people that you need to do an H-shape pattern or just back and forth.
What do you do?
H-shape, because I feel this is the best way to get the most pressure everywhere. Mm-hmm. And you'll feel it the first pass, it catches on a lot, and the more you do, it just becomes more like a glide. You see how it's getting dirty? Mm-hmm. The little bit of whatever you put on, and that, I think that's from the Sharpie. I've never done this Sharpie and show it like that. Mm-hmm. I always skip that.
How long are you supposed to do that for?
Just a few passes, maybe 8-10 passes, but it got too dirty, so it's not gonna give me a good rub pattern. I don't think I'm ever gonna do that Sharpie thing first, but see?
Oh, okay. So you gotta make sure it's clean.
Clean. I'm not gonna do the Sharpie thing anymore. And it's coming from
like
that.
At the end, you're not gonna do it anymore.
Mm-mm. That's what the rubbing block is. Like what that guy tried to explain, that's mm-hmm. what the rubbing block's for. You could see if your grinding pattern was good enough or not. Yeah, probably clean it a few times, to be honest. I could see it now, but it's gonna be really hard for the camera to catch it. With blue light, you could see it a lot. Right here, I think, remember how I told you I had to push more on one side than the other? Mm-hmm. I did a little bit too much. Right here, it's a little bit off. This right here should be all the way across. Mm. This one's just a little bit higher. I call it dark. Some people say it's shiny.
I see it. Yeah, it's a little dark.
So whichever one you want to, but this one's a little bit lower.
The coloration is different. You right can here. Tell, yeah.
You always want it as close as you can, as even as you can.
Yeah, I can see. It goes down.
Like a little bit,
right
yeah.
Here it's up and then it goes down.
And that just means because in the beginning of the video, I was showing you guys that I had to scoop back and to the right. So because of that, and I was putting more pressure more towards the right, mm-hmm. I was grinding more off here than here. But this one should be fine because it's the comb. Yeah. You don't want to see that on that one.
On the blade.
Yeah. But that's why this happened. Putting too much pressure here. Remember, the grinding happens where you see this shade. Not this. You get me?
Okay.
You I would have opposite. The opposite. No. Yeah. It's grinding more there. Mm. For me to even this out to this side, I'd have to grind more here so that doesn't come in contact.
Because yeah, I was like, when you said, I was like, what?
Doesn't I had a hard time when I first started.
Yeah.
I would think the same thing and I would go back and try to get this to this side, darker, but you never do. That's grinding it out. So when you go to set it down, that grinding out is not there anymore. Right. So to make this side even to this side, I have to grind this side. So when I go put it down, mm-hmm. it's not touching.
But that should be fine though, since that is just...
It's just a little bit, not too much.
But on the blade though...
This one does matter. You want as much as you can, just the teeth. This was the part I hated the most when I learned how to sharpen, that this thing had to be...
super clean.
Yeah, and Mitch would always reiterate it. And you're supposed to use a microfiber towel. Because even the little bit fibers of this could get in between and could give you an uneven.
I know. Have a microfiber around here somewhere now. It's right here, bro. You got a whole bag full.
Boy, if you don't. But now that I explain all of this, you see how this doesn't work. Mm-hmm. I mean, eventually you probably get it down to an okay
But when you're doing it for yourself, you'll be okay with it. You're not gonna be picky about it. You're like, oh, I did it myself, it's okay. Mm-hmm. But if you were to pay someone, you would not be okay with.
And there you go.
It just, as long as it's even. Oh, this light sucks. I could even barely see. Let me see if I could. I don't want to overdo it, because you could overdo it. Because you could also give yourself a fake rubbing pattern if you go down too hard and too many times. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you'll flatten it out too. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to do that. If you're like right now that I'm going over it again, I'm just doing it with the same pressure, just again. So I could just make that a little bit darker of what I've already done. See if you can catch it with the camera.
You could barely see it. Just the tips are a little bit darker or shinier, whatever you guys want to call it. You see right there?
Yeah, yeah, I can see it.
And as long as it's nice and even like that, you're going to be fine.
Good to go.
You just want it on the tips. Mm-hmm. That's it. So that when you go like this to put the blades together, the only thing touching is just the tips and the back of it. Mm-hmm. So when it does this, only the tips are touching.
Got you.
That's it.
There it is. Let's test it. We'll do a separate video too, showing y'all how to put this stuff together and apart if you don't already know.
Shouldn't be turning it on like that. There's no oil on it. And don't turn them on once you
lubricate it first before you turn it on. Just like a car. Just like other things as well.
Women.
Hey, depends what you're into, but you know.
Pause.
We ain't gonna get into all that. That's for a different video.
Podcast.
Okay, all right, so here now goes the test.
I'm just worried about this corner. This one right here, dude. This one's all like, that's weird that it got like that. This is just the second to last one.
Maybe they fell.
It's like this, and you were surprised how much that messes it up.
Yeah, cutting way better now.
She told you.
Oh yeah, the corner. It's that corner though.
Yeah, but it's that T. See? And I still need a little bit more on this side. But it's a lot better.
Yeah, for sure, because before it wasn't even cutting.
No. You hear that? Like, it's crunchy, yeah. and I could feel it tug on the string.
So that's a blade that needs sharpening. For sure.
Right here is a little bit better on the middle.
Yeah, but you use the corner a lot for detailing and stuff.
So it's going to happen over here too, like it.
Yeah, cutting way better now.
I'm gonna have to replace it because that one right there is a little bit bent. I don't know how that happened. But it's a lot better now. Do so, another one with another clipper.
Yeah, with better finger. With a better blade. Like and a good blade.
Explanation and all this. This
so stay tuned. This is Jerry's first video. First explanation. But we got hella content to go. From these type of videos, we're about to do a haircut right now, a taper on Rudolph right here. You know, we got a lot of content, so stay tuned.
Help me grow and I'll give a lot of shit out. Yeah. A lot of stuff away.
There you go.
I'll give a lot of stuff away if you guys help me grow this channel.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
Jerry loves doing giveaways. He has this barbershop here, a salon next door. So there's going to be women hair content, dude hair content, a whole bunch of stuff. New shops opening up. We're about to remodel this whole shop. So if y'all want to see that, the process of remodeling this whole shop, opening up new shops, all that. Stay
tuned. Doing it on a budget, a bunch of stuff that you learn over time. And
yeah, and different, like, this dude has, I don't know how many businesses.
It's
going
to be free.
Free content.
Free advice,
value.
Free everything.
Yeah, so stay tuned, man. Go follow all the links down below. If anything that we ever mention or use in the videos is all linked down below.
They better click on it.
And if you guys, if you guys are in the area, come through, man. If you need your blade sharpened.
Any questions, anything, if I'm in the shop, you guys are more than welcome to come in and ask me anything you want.
Yeah, and get your hair cut, all that. There it is. Subscribe. Oh. Huh, Rudolph? Yeah.